Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
To welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. I thank God for your life. Thank God for that which is doing for you. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you. We want to bless you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you for all you have done for us and all that you set to do for us. We ascribe all glory, all praises, all honor, all adoration to you, our God. And we say, be thou lifted up, our Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for everyone that you have made to be a part of the programs. We say, glory be unto your holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, Daddy. And we say, Lord, come and speak to us. Individually and collectively, that bespoke word of yours that we need to hear, Lord, let us hear it today and be magnified in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Cover ourselves, cover our loved ones with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, brothers and sisters, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And indeed, the Almighty God will grant you the grace and the strength to command your day, that whatever you say concerning the day shall come into manifestation in your lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will give you a total turnaround for the better, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Every obstacle that has been standing your way, the God that we serve, He will remove them, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm going to be sharing with you, it's time for you to reach out. It's time to reach out. And the Almighty God will grant you the grace to be able to reach out to all the lost souls out there. And He will equip you in the name of Jesus. I'm taking my text from the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. He called out yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on a sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herds nor flocks taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and the beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hand. Who knows, God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God sent Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel, to tell them about the impending doom if they failed to embrace God and desist from living a life of sin. And on that day, the whole nation repented of their sin. Brothers and sisters, as God sent Jonah, the Lord is also sending you. There is an urgency out there right now for you and I to go out there and share the good news. Tell the whole world about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let them know who he is. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16, say, for if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting. For necessity is laid upon me. He said, woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel. Brothers and sisters, woe unto us if we fail to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also says in the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, reading from verse 1 to 2, it says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, by the appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we have that responsibility right now to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can see when Jonah initially refused to go, but we all knew some of the experiences he had. At the end of the day, he went. And he doesn't have to speak much because God is going to equip us. He will put his words in our mouth and his word will be back with power. And as a result of that, there will be conviction when we go out. But you need to go out before that conviction can come to pass. If you do not go out, there's no way for you to win souls. Many of us have been sleeping, but the Bible enjoins us not to sleep. We have a responsibility. We have a duty to tell the whole world about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans 13, reading from verse 11, it says, beside this, you know the time that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Brothers and sisters, salvation is near. We cannot afford to be sleeping. Jonah went to sleep. He slept, but he was woken up. And he went now to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us also in the book of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. He said, wake up from your drunken stupor as is right, and do not go on sinning. For some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. If people around you, they have no knowledge of God, and you have been sleeping, you are a sleeping Christian. You are not a witnessing Christian. You have a duty to go and tell them about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they need to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And it's only when they do that that they can be guaranteed making heaven. Brothers and sisters, you and I cannot afford to delay again. We have delayed so much. It is now time for us to wake up from our slumber and begin to tell the whole world about our Lord Jesus Christ. As you tell him, the Almighty God will guide us. He tells us in the book of Psalm 32, verse 8, he says, I will instruct you. He says, I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my right eye upon you. So, brothers and sisters, the Almighty God is going to teach you what to say. He's going to put his words in your mouth. But all you need to do is to make that step of faith. Tell people about our Lord. Let them know that Jesus came to this world. Jesus died for them. Jesus loves them. But they need to accept him as their Lord and as their Savior. And when we do that, we are doing the will of God. I pray that you and I, every day of our lives, will be able to do the will of God. We will not do anything to quench the Spirit of God that has been released unto us. Let us not quench it, but rather, let us go out and share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us repent of our sins. Let's tell them that Jesus is the truth, is the light, is the way. There is no other way you can get to heaven except through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let them know of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go there and tell them. And as you do so, the Almighty God, in his infinite mercies, he will be with you. He will guide you in the name of Jesus. Our God is a merciful God. And he's giving you and I another opportunity. He's a merciful God. He's ready to show his mercy upon those who do not know him. He's ready to embrace them. He's ready to accept them. The Bible tells us in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, it says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. He's a merciful God, and he will show you his mercy. He will show the people his mercy. But you need to tell them about the goodness of our God so that they do not perish. And I pray that the Almighty God will stir up your spirit man right now to begin to tell them. Do not think that they don't need to hear. These ones, they can't hear the word of God. These ones are rich. These ones are poor. The word of God is for everybody. Everyone has a need to hear the word of God. And I pray that the Almighty God will put in your mouth the bespoke word that they need to hear in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, reading from verse 14, you see, how then will they call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? It's not possible. And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. So you are being sent right now. Like Jonah was sent to go and preach the good news, you too, you have been sent. Go out there. Tell your neighbor, your friends, your enemy. Tell them about Jesus Christ. Don't worry. Don't look at their faces. Don't be frightened by their faces. Just all you need to do is just to say and open your mouth, and the Lord will fill your mouth with his word. And as you do so, as you are minding his business, I can guarantee you this God will also mind your own business. So go out there and tell people about the goodness of our Lord Jesus. And if perchance there's somebody listening to me today, you have not even given your life to Christ, you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, I want to give you that opportunity. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you today. I pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast today, I decree and declare that it is well with you in the morning, at daytime, at nighttime. It is well with your body, soul, and spirit. The Almighty God will perform his wonders in your life. He will do that which only he can do for you. In the name of Jesus. Whenever you call unto him, he will answer you. Your prayers will never go to voicemail. In the name of Jesus. It is well with your going out. It is well with your coming in. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.